Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
The Burt Show.
We just had CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta on for 20 minutes talking about Ozempic. And now there is an imbalance right now of intelligence on the Burt Show. And we can't have that kind of imbalance. So here's Messy Mike.
Make it stupid, Messy.
I think Mr. Sanjay will be proud of me.
That's Dr. Sanjay to you.
Mr. Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He's going to be so happy for me because I started reading a book. First time in about 10 years that I'm actually going to sit down and read a book.
How to read for dummies?
Yeah, well, I would. That'd probably be easier.
Can we try to guess what book you're reading?
I don't think you're going to guess it, but you can.
Sea Spot Run.
Never heard of
it. What fish, red fish, blue fish?
Yeah, there's got to be Dr. Seuss in there somewhere.
Right. Probably my last book I actually read was like Geronimo Stilton, because they have the text is like, if it says bubbles, then the text is bubbly, and that I enjoy.
So I think it's safe to assume this is fiction?
Autobiography.
Okay.
Nonfiction.
So, you know, in school, whenever they make you read these books, I went
these
down
these schools and they're reading. Dang it!
I feel like most people fall into this trap nowadays. But you read 5 pages of it, you're like, I will never survive this book, and then you just look up a summary and you pass the test.
Yes, that is kind of what I do. Or you go to Audible. And you listen to the book.
I'm still not doing all that. That's a lot of time to spend with a book that I don't care about. So I'm convinced my girlfriend thinks I'm getting dumber. So she got me a book. And the book is called Tremendous, Life of a Comedy Savage. It's Joey Diaz's autobiography. If anyone's heard of Joey Diaz, I'm excited about it. And the chapters are about 5 to 7 pages.
Oh, perfect.
I've been reading it for about a week. I've made it like 2 chapters in. I do like 2 pages a day. I don't want to do too much. I don't want to get burnt out on it. So I'm taking it in small bites. But I'm running into the same problem with reading this book as I do with going to the gym. I would rather be doing a billion other things than reading a book. That's my big struggle with these things, I think.
Do you have ADD? And I'm legitimately, yeah.
100%.
So I've never been diagnosed with it, but I think this is one of the signs also that you get like not even four pages. You get 4 lines into it and your mind just starts going in a million different directions is what mine does. And then I put the book down and I go do my thing. Then I go down to read it again and then I fall asleep.
Part of my problem is I feel accomplished after 4 pages. I'm like, I'm good. I feel so much smarter.
Did your girlfriend say why she chose this book in particular?
Well, she asked me what book I wanted, but she knew. I only read autobiographies. I read the Merle Haggard, the Johnny Cash, the Johnny Bush, every Johnny. I've read their autobiography. All
right, so she was like, you need to read a book.
I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
And you were like, and she's like, you can pick the book. And you chose this one and she got it for you to force you into actually reading.
Yeah, because as you know, like, my leisure time I spend with like 3 screens in front of me, so my head is always busy doing something. So I have a TV going, I'm playing a video game, and then while the video game loads, I'm playing a game on my phone. I probably have music in the background too, a podcast. Like, I got all this stuff going on. a book, you have no chance to do any of that. You have to be zoned in. I don't know if you can listen to music and read a book, but no way I'm reading if music's playing.
Is everybody currently reading a book on the show? And if not, when is the last time? Well, you guys have been reading fairy porn.
Well, fairy porn is, that's been put to rest. Cassie and Abby got me into the ACOTAR series. I was mourning the loss of my friends and the characters because the book was done. I had a book hangover, and I had to give myself enough time to grieve, but I've now picked up the Throne of Glass series.
Okay. Mo?
I'm currently reading How to Become Rich, but I'm only two chapters in, so I'm still broke.
I am currently reading a book called Rivals. It's the basis for a show that's out on Hulu that I've rewatched like four times already. It's so good and salacious. There's no fairies, but there's a lot of, you know, other stuff.
You guys are going to laugh at me. I'm reading The Way of the Warrior, which is a young kid that learns how to become a samurai.
Okay, Karate Kid. What's wrong with that?
Okay. You're going to finally put this on to use.
Yes. And I looked down at my Kindle the other day, and I was 58% done with it. I'm like, look at me.
You have a Kindle?
I do.
I'm very impressed.
Well, Amanda has one, and I felt jealous. She has some technology that I didn't have.
Yeah, and think about how sad this date night's about to be. Since now we got to read books, now tonight we're going to start the fireplace and read books. Huh. Yeah, what
That's
are we, 95? This is not fun.
What would you rather be doing tonight besides sitting in front of a fireplace reading a book?
Let's party. Let's have fun.
That's more like the Burt Show brand. Okay? That's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.